Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Live here on this beautiful end to a 2019. I'm super excited because this next year has a lot of promise. And one of the things that I believe in really strongly when I think about like the new year and what I want my year to look like is that the end of each year is for me a time of reflecting. It's a time for me to be like, okay, what was awesome this year? What totally sucked and I never want to do that again? What growth was painful that was worth it? Who do I see myself being next year? What does this look like? And one of the big questions that, you know, I've been kind of thinking about a little bit subconsciously, but then this morning it really became clear to me, was what am I doing that I just do not in any way enjoy that isn't beneficial? What am I doing that honestly isn't serving me? And if it's not serving me well, it's not serving anyone else well because I'm sitting here like miserably doing it. Now, let me just say real fast, that is different from things that I need to develop a discipline in. I don't know if you guys kind of catch that difference. Like, for example, do I love working out? Sometimes I love it. Sometimes I'm like, ugh, I just have to do this because it's a part of who I want to be, and it takes some programming still. But I've been thinking for a long time about my Instagram, and to be honest, it's always felt like the platform that I never fit in on. It never has been a huge place of engagement for me. We're repainting all of these shelves at Megan Flanagan's suggestion. We're repainting all these shelves white, and then the books are going to go back up in rainbow order again. Which I'm so excited about because then it'll be all set for beautiful filming. But like, I just was thinking and I'm like, I am going to be honest with myself. I don't like Instagram. I really don't like Instagram. And I've been kind of saying it quietly for like the last 2 years. And I'm like, why am I sitting here trying to pretend like I like a platform that I actually can't stand? Let me just first and foremost say, this is like no shame on anybody who loves the platform or who thrives on it at all. This is like my own meaning that I've attached to Instagram and no one else's. So please don't take this like personally if you're someone who loves it. I'm not saying that there's no chance to grow on Instagram. I'm not saying that it's got no value, that it can't serve anyone. What I'm saying is that for me, I'm not serving people well by being on a platform that I honestly just hate. And I've thought about it for a long time, and I'm always like sitting here feeling like kind of embarrassed. It's like this thing that doesn't quite fit. I don't know if you've ever like bought a shirt that was like expensive and you didn't try it on, or maybe you lost weight or gained weight and it still doesn't fit, and you keep it in your closet, and every time you look at it, you're like, why do I still have that? It just looks so ridiculous. And I've always felt that way about my Instagram feed. Now, I've always loved stories. I think that they're really great. But then, you know, this last year, especially 5 months ago, something happened. And that was that I found TikTok. And TikTok, for me, filled a void that Instagram stories kind of didn't have. And I do still like Instagram stories to an extent, but I'm like, wait a second. I really love TikTok. This is filling the creative need I have to do these short little spontaneous bursts of video. And I suddenly had this like, you know, 2019, I'm leaving behind everything that felt like that shirt that doesn't fit. I have one other analogy because I like Krista's example. Back when I was like 13 years old, so we didn't have much money. And you know, I would get some money from babysitting. And I remember I was at like Marshall's or TJ Maxx, and I found this pair of really, really, really cute boots that were a designer. And I actually don't remember the designer today. I think it might've been like Jessica Simpson or something. And for me, that was like, oh my gosh. But they were these really cute boots. Only the problem was I was a size 7 and they were a size 5.5. And I was like, oh my gosh, these shoes are $5. And stupid me, I bought these shoes that were a size 5.5 with my, at that point, size 7 feet. And all, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to wear them because they're only $5. They're such a deal. And I remember hearing like this past year from someone, shoes that are shoes on sale in the wrong size are never a good deal. It might've been a Bradley Gibb, I think. And I just was like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And I'm sitting here realizing like I am fighting to be on a platform that I hate. I am trying to fit into size 5 shoes. Why am I trying to fit into size 5 shoes when I am clearly not a size 5? Like, so then this morning I actually got a message from the person that supports me with Instagram, and they were like, I don't think we're going to do Instagram anymore. And I was like, this makes so much sense. Oh my gosh, why did I delay this? It was literally 3 months ago that I thought to myself, I should just make a post that says, I'm done with this. I'm done with Instagram. I don't like it. And I don't have to pretend just because I'm the queen of social media or whatever, like, I don't have to try to fit this. And you know, maybe there's a lesson in this for you. I don't know if as you're listening, you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like there are some things in my life that are just completely not fitting who I am. Maybe I should, I can let those go. What is it that I want to take into 2020? I think freedom, I think happiness, I think ease, I think joy, I think present, I think presence, I think connection, I think love, I think worth, I think abundance, I think so many different things. And even though Instagram has at times served a purpose, it no longer serves a purpose for me because every time I try to put it on, it's painful. And the interesting thing is, you know, there were also some weird things along my journey of Instagram that also made it, you know, like a lot harder for me to grow. But I've broken those down on my, you know, podcast before, and I don't feel like going into that right now. But why was I trying to do something that I just didn't like? Like 0% of me liked it. Every time I went to do it, I was like, this is so painful. This feels awkward. And I don't want to diss on Instagram because this is only, like I said, my meaning and my interpretation. But I always felt like the people who were doing the best on Instagram had like very professional photos all the time. And I don't have that. Like, it's not because I don't, I can't, it's because I don't choose to have constant professional photos all the time. And it feels like they have like weekly photo shoots, or maybe they batch literally a year's worth of photo shoots in a weekend. And you know, my hair and makeup is done today because I'm filming. But I don't do my hair and makeup every day. And when my makeup-free selfies bomb on Instagram, I just feel like, why am I trying to do this? Why? My house is not Instagram perfect. This office has one beautiful vignette that we're putting together. But I've always been someone who like lives. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not good at decor or creating flat lays. I can't see, I visually cannot see how to design something. Like, I can't see how to put all these pieces together and make this beautiful, like all these vignettes across my entire house. My house is made for living in. Like, are there some beautiful parts of it? Yeah, but I can't see how to turn that into a photo. I'm not a photographer. And so every time I went there, it was just like this constant reminder of who I wasn't. The girls that do the best are these ones that wear these little tiny outfits that look smoking hot because they have slamming bods. And good for them. Awesome. You know what? If I had a slamming bod, I would show it everywhere. You know, like if I was rocking my bikini all the time, I would do it. You know, like if it looked great. But I haven't grown into the fullest of comfort with my body. I'm working on it. It's not comfortable for me to be on Instagram recognizing just all of my own inadequacies. And maybe there's some growth I have to do with this platform. Maybe there's some growth that has to happen internally before I'm ready to be on Instagram. Maybe I'll never be on Instagram. But I made my final post today. I said I'm done with it. This is in no way meant to shame or guilt anyone who loves Instagram. I'm not saying Instagram can't work. I'm saying that I can't work Instagram. I cannot choose to stay on Instagram. And as I think about like 2020, and this is like what I would challenge you guys to do, because this is huge for me. This is going to be a small part of our workshop as we dive into planning out 2020. As you think about like this next year, what serves you? What brings you to life? And that question is huge. It's a bigger question than where's the ROI? And I'm going to be honest, like, is ROI important? Yeah, but not even close to as important as like being full of life and joy and being excited and having just this exuberance about something. And for me, discovering TikTok was freedom. I don't know if anyone felt that way when you found a particular platform. For me, TikTok was like, oh my gosh, there are people who understand my kind of weird and goofy and silly and crazy and sometimes a little bit naughty or cheeky or whatever. And the moment I found TikTok, it was like I breathed this sigh of relief. This is my platform. These are my people. This is where I want to thrive. I want to spend all my time here. I feel like all of the theater people and dance people and all the creatives are here, and the goofy people and the comedians and the snarky people, we're all hanging out here and we're having fun. And for me, it was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that there would be a place quite like that on the internet where it was my flavor of crazy. And so when I found TikTok, it was like incredible. So every time someone asks me, but what is the ROI of TikTok? I'm like, I don't know. What is the ROI of joy and happiness? For me, at least, that's the case. What is the ROI of having fun? What is the ROI of finding your people? What is the ROI of being your best and highest self in all of its glory? Like, for me, TikTok is about so much more than the ROI. Will I make it happen? Yes, I already have. But it's not about that. It is about truly, for me, being free to create. And it is the first place where I have felt 110% myself. While there are bits of that on different platforms, Instagram was the place where I felt like I was the least myself. And it was so hard. And so as you go into 2020, I mean, feel free to ask yourself, is there a place where I don't fit that I'm trying to fit, that doesn't make sense, that's painful every day? Where is my size 5 shoe for my size 7 foot that I'm trying to fit every day, leaving scars and bleeding and oh, like no thanks. For me, it was Instagram, and I'm so glad to be done. And for me, this beautiful size 7 shoe that fits like a Dansko or a Croc or even whatever kind of shoe it is that you want, Yves Saint Laurent, they're like $900 shoes. I have never bought them, but I tried them on once and I was like, these are like clouds on my feet. I see why people buy those expensive shoes, but I don't have expensive shoes. Literally for me, that size 7 shoe that fit perfectly was TikTok. And the interesting thing is that it may have changed over the last few years for you. Before I had kids, my feet were a size 7. Today, my feet are a size 8. They grew a whole size, guys. I had to get rid of all of my awesome shoes that I used to have. And what's so crazy for me is like recognizing that who I was, even my shoe size, changed after having kids. So in different seasons of life, you have permission to let things go as they no longer fit. So that's what this is all about. I hope that this has served you. If you want to head on over to Instagram, give that final post some love, you're welcome to. I'm going to drop my handle here to my TikTok, the Mrs. Peterson. Just make sure you spell it all right, because nobody ever does. but this is where I found like true freedom, and that was on my TikTok. It will not let me post it because it keeps taking my page. Come on. Okay, there we go. The Mrs. Peterson on TikTok. That's where I found freedom. I said goodbye to Instagram today. I may still be there on stories once in a while, but feel free to Marie Kondo your social media platforms as we go into the new year. Say thank you and touch them goodbye. That's what I just did with Instagram. And you can do it too. Okay, bye guys.
change.